洪恩环境英语初级篇
Beginner Part 3 Lesson 4
Hello Sam, how are you? Good. Ready? Let's begin. Just listen
Pay attention, ladies. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Were you here last night?
Yes, I was.
Was Linda here?
No, she was at work. She and Stephen were at the studio.
And where was Jake?
Was he at the studio too?
On Friday night? You've got to be kidding.
He was with Chris.
Now some pronunciation practice. Listen and repeat.
Carol was at her exercise class. Carol was at her exercise class.
Susan was at her grandmother's house.Susan was at her grandmother's house.
Linda and Stephen were at... Linda and Stephen were at the studio.
Jake was with Chris.
John was in Denver.
Okay, Sam. Do you remember where everyone was last night?Let's see. I say, where was Carol last night? And you say,
she was at her exercise class.
I say, where was Susan last night? And you say,
she was at her grandmother's house.
Ready? Let's begin. Where was Carol last night?
She was at her exercise class.
Where was Susan last night?
She was at her grandmother's house.
Where were Linda and Stephen?
They were at the studio.
What about Jake? Where was Jake last night?
He was with Chris.
And where was John?
He was in Denver.
That was easy, wasn't it? Here are some more questions about the people at WEFL. I say, was Jake with Chris last night? And you say,
yes, he was.
I say, were they at the studio? And you say,
no, they weren't.
Ready? Let's go. Was Jake with Chris last night?
Yes, he was.
Were they at the studio?
No, they weren't.
Was Susan at her grandmother's house last night?
Yes, she was.
Was she with John?
No, she wasn't.
And John?Was John in Denver?
Yes, he was.
Was he with Linda?
No, he wasn't.
Was Linda with Stephen last night?
Yes, she was.
Were they at home?
No, they weren't.
Good, Sam. Now I want to know a little about you.I say, were you at home last night, Sam? You answer,
yes, I was.
Or,
no, I wasn't.
Okay, let's begin. Were you at home last night, Sam? Were you with a friend? Tell me, Sam, were you at the supermarket yesterday? Were you at work on Friday? Great, Sam. Now let's talk some more about Carol, Susan, John, Linda, Stephen, and the rest of the people at WEFL. I say, was Susan in Denver with John? And you say,
no, she wasn't. She was at her grandmother's house in New York.
I say, were Linda and Stephen at home on Friday night? And you say,
no, they weren't. They were at the studio.
Ready? Let's begin. Was Susan in Denver with John?
No, she wasn't. She was at her grandmother's house in New York.
Were Linda and Stephen at home on Friday night?
No, they weren't. They were at the studio.
Was Carol in New York with Susan?
No, she wasn't. She was at her exercise class.
Was Chris at the studio on Friday night?
No, she wasn't. She was with Jake.
Was John in Stamford?
No, he wasn't. He was in Denver.
How about you, Sam? Were you in Denver last night? Good. Now listen to the conversation.
I was at my grandmother's house. She lives in New York. No kidding. She lives in New York? Yes. Yesterday was her birthday. She's 81. Really? She's 81?
Listen and repeat.
No kidding. She lives in New York? No kidding. She lives in New York? Really? She's 81? Really? She's 81?
No kidding. And really? Express surprise. She lives in New York? And she's 81 are ways of asking for confirmation. Remember, they are questions. Now Susan says,
my grandmother lives in New York.
And you say,
no kidding. She lives in New York?
She says,
she's 81.
And you say,
really? She's 81?
Are you ready, Sam? Let's go.
My grandmother lives in New York.
No kidding. She lives in New York?
Yes. And she's 81.
Really? She's 81?
Yes. In fact, yesterday was her birthday.
No kidding! Yesterday was her birthday?
There were a lot of people at her house.
Really? There were a lot of people at her house?
Yes, for spaghetti and Mexican beer.
No kidding. For spaghetti and Mexican beer?
She loves Mexican beer.
Really? She loves Mexican beer?
Well, that was easy, wasn't it, Sam? Now listen to the conversation between Susan and John.
You have to do what's right for you.
Susan, we can continue our relationship.
Oh, come on. I wasn't born yesterday. It won't work.
I want it to work.
Long-distance relationships never work.
Susan, I really care for you.
Can you just leave me alone now, please?
Listen and repeat.
Oh, come on. I wasn't born. I wasn't born yesterday. Oh, come on. I wasn't born yesterday.
Susan says, Oh, come on. I wasn't born yesterday. To show she doesn't think John is right. Now, Sam, I say, long-distance relationships always work. And you say,
Oh, come on. I wasn't born yesterday.
I say, you can learn English in a week. And you say,
Oh, come on. I wasn't born yesterday.
Ready? Let's begin. Long-distance relationships always work.
Oh, come on. I wasn't born yesterday.
You can learn English in a week.
Oh, come on. I wasn't born yesterday.
You know, cigarettes are good for you.
Oh, come on. I wasn't born yesterday.
The weather is always warm and sunny in London.
Oh, come on. I wasn't born yesterday.
That's all for now, Sam.
This is the end of Lesson 4.
Tingli Kutang, TingClass.com.